Welcome to the Max Show. Yes, I'm back. You had a week of Mr. Madden with the venerable Mr. Andy Anatka, who won't come on anymore when I'm on, I don't think. And we're all back to normal this week. We've got the panel behind me, and what a panel it is. Starting us off, top left, Adam from the MacCast. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, it's going good. How are you doing?
Yeah, excellent. No worries.
Oh, look, my head. I'm.
Did you move your camera? Because I set that. I'm sure I said that.
You did. There you go. See? When it was wide, I was getting my head chopped off.
Oh, mate. There's no... See, it just doesn't...
We'll leave it there.
Yeah,
I won't touch
whatever. What's been happening in the world of the MacCast?
Nothing. I was on vacation.
Oh, right. Okay. Where did you go?
I was gone for a week, but I did a great show. There's a guy named Josh DeLioncourt who does a podcast called Maccessibility that's all about accessibility. He's actually a blind Mac user, and I had him on to talk about all the new accessibility stuff iOS 7.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's good. We got a guy called Darren Altman who's suffering from a degenerative muscle disease, and he's mm-hmm. written us a little article on developing apps for people with it, so. Yeah. Be good. I'll get his details and you can get him on.
Cool.
You have to do a kind of like a Stephen Hawking-y voice thing. So, for him. Jeff, late out of bed, pushed manfully into the position of number one because we didn't think DHM was going to come along. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And I've actually, what time is it here? It's 9. I've already been up for like 4 hours.
Oh.
It's just, I go right to the office because I'm that dedicated.
Unpacking?
And sit down and start working and sometimes don't even get around to combing my hair. I'm in the process of unpacking at the new TMO Central Tower, so you can see the new digs behind me.
Yeah. No, it's good, mate. Is it a bigger place than the last one or?
Yes. And it has reliable high-speed internet, it has reliable electricity, and it has running water.
Wow.
Most important.
But can you go take a poop in the woods?
That actually now involves taking a little bit of hike to do, as opposed to simply stepping outside.
So more washing, maybe, then. Good.
Yeah.
Right. Beneath him, the first person to arrive today, I have suggested that everyone should go buy a lottery ticket because we're going to get a winner. Kelly Gamont.
Hi, Ewan.
Oh, you were happy that you were earlier before, but now you want to be all busy with me. No.
No, I'm not happy that you're teasing me about it. I'm just happy I was first.
Good girl. Well done. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. What you been up to then, mate?
Work and work. And work. That's
okay.
About it.
Really. How's the new launch gone?
Well, we're very popular, so lots of people have lots of questions, which is why I work now all the time.
Excellent. Excellent.
Good problem to have.
Yeah. Paul Wright has just tweeted out, he's done a review of remote desktop for iOS and Android. Microsoft remote desktop, that'd be worth reading. Go to britishtechnetwork.com/review, and you can read it. Paul's our race reviewer. We've got a couple of reviews coming up. My Binatone review is going to go up next week. That was a quality phone. And we've also got one coming for, hopefully, Pro Adrenaline, which is released today for the Mac. So there we go. And last but by no means least, Mr. William Green.
Hello, Jeff.
What the devil have you been up to?
I am a winner.
A winner? Good man.
I am a winner.
And you would be a winner because?
Because I placed a bid on eBay for about 50 mixed calculators and PDAs, and I won them, for, including delivery, £26.
Right. So these things go back to when?
Well, I'll show you.
All right.
We've got this one.
On Earth.
This goes back to 1976. You see that?
And it works!
Yeah, I know.
I'm sure my uncle had one of those, the red LEDs.
Yeah, how cool is that?
Oh, that's brilliant, mate.
Yeah, so I'm pleased with that. Then I didn't realise, though, that they didn't come with any charging things.
So I got, oh, no.
I've got lots of stuff here. I've got an iPad pocket PC.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the Genoa.
Wow.
Yeah, they're cool. I've got Carl Madden's one of those. He gave it me for the little museum.
got this one as well.
What's that
Mr.
one?
Mr. Kelly's that's an got iPack. One of those. The iPack.
I've got one of these, Dell Axon X50.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
An Acer.
Oh, man.
You have a handspring visor?
This is like an archaeological dig.
It totally is.
Time team.
An iPack pocket PC. Look at, hold on. Look at this little, this bad boy. Look at the size of the thing. This is a HP 620. Look at that. Size of that.
Oh, that's like the Scion one used to be. That's the same kind of interface.
Yeah, this is, again, a crappy pocket PC. But this, I can charge that one. Can't charge in the others. And there was also, you say Scion, there was a Scion in there as well. A Revo Plus.
I had a Revo.
Which is pretty cool. And I chucked about half of them away, to be honest with you. They're all a load of rubbish. But this is my favourite. This is a Palm TX. It's real quality, real, made of metal, and the little stylus is like proper heavy thing. And I'm going to actually buy a charger for this little beauty, just in case it works. Yeah. It might not, but if it does, it's a real...
You'd get one for a quid or something. Yeah, yeah, no.
So I'm a winner.
Good win. Booker in chat room says, didn't the HPs run Windows CE?
Yeah, that most of these things run Windows CE.
The iPad did too. Wins.
Yeah. Yeah, this big. There was two of them. There was another one of these, but the bottom was falling off. And there was another few Scions that were all just falling apart and a load of calculators and stuff. Oh, I've got a Bible, electronic Bible somewhere. That's going to be a Christmas present for my stepdad, who's into all that sort of stuff.
Right.
If it works.
Okay.
So, Ewan, this Christmas might be your lucky time
of
year.
If you were to give me one of those for Christmas, I would be very, very happy with that as a present. I'm a man easily pleased, especially with tech, even old stuff.
Which one would you like?
I've still got my Jornada upstairs somewhere, so...
Oh, my God.
Surprise me.
Wow.
I've got my Jornada upstairs, and I've got my... I've got my Scion Revo with charging plate that's USB and dock, and I keep promising to give it to you, Greeny, and it's not that I haven't given it to you because I haven't remembered, it's because I can't freaking find it. So our house is up for sale, we're moving to a bigger place, and when we move, I'm sure I'll come across it, and if I do, then it'll be straight over to you, pal. Promise.
You know, only if you'd turned on Find My Scion before setting it.
You know, Bill Gates said about Scion, he said, out of all the technology companies in the world, this was probably, 15 years ago, it's Scion that he feared the most at that point in time.
They had cracked the PDA market. They really got it right. It was quick, it was easy, it opened up fast, you didn't have colours, you just had the grayscale screen. The little Scion Revo was, I loved it. I absolutely adored it. It's the only calendar I've ever really got on with on a mobile device that was intuitive. Yeah. No.
Calendar's superb on it. And so you say the Revo is fantastic, or the 5MX was. I mean, you can run those little beauties on 2 AA batteries for months, you know.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a correction to make, because if you remember the Binatone thing that I had last week on the big show, and I said that the battery life on standby was like 2 weeks. It's not. It's a month. It's a whole 30 days.
It's like 2 weeks, but longer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff, for putting the positive spin on that.
Doing my part to help out.
Bell says, I've got a number of iPacks and Axims in my basement. I don't think that's a sexual euphemism. I think he actually probably has them in a box down there. And Darwin has just bitten my toe, says Batwench.
Okay, so it's a party at Batwench's place. All right. Let's all head on over.
She's a grave digger. Go on, Greeny.
I was going to say, if anybody is listening to this and they've got a charger that's compatible, they don't want it, or it's, I'll happily pay postage and stuff for the Palm TX. And I think it uses the same charger as pretty much all the old Palms. That'd be great if anybody's got one.
Pete in the chat room, Winrider, says, I've got a Palm folding IR keyboard, and I had the folding keyboard that went with the Jornada that it stuck in the top, and it charged it as well as. Kelly says, you too.
Yeah, yeah.
Angela says, fill your glasses if it's a party. There you go. Mine's full. I've got to go.
I can go grab my Scottish beer.
Do it.
All right.
I've got to go on track tomorrow, so I can't drink today. The Week in Mac. No idea. No clue. Apart from, Tim says, there's a lot to cover. And he showed some leaves. Now I'm thinking fig leaf, Adam and Eve, going back to basics.
So what you're saying is Tim's well endowed.
Well, he may be. I mean,
it was a lot of leaves.
It was a lot of leaves, yeah. They were all thin, admittedly. They're going to have to be stitched together, maybe, certainly to cover Greenie's manhood. But
I wish.
Is it the tea leaves, says Belt in the chat room? Come on, what have they got a lot to cover, and why the leaves?
Oh, it's just obviously autumn. A reference to a new smart cover, right?
You reckon?
Cover? No! It's
is it just leaves? Dude, you totally had me! I would believe frigging anything at this point.
Well, anybody will believe everything. I think it was Tua did a great piece on like all the, you know, all the stuff people try and read into those things. It means they're going to have some new products and they're going to tell us about them. That's what it means.
Leaves were autumn, I thought. But
I liked my
fall colors. You know, people want to say, oh, it's colors. There's going to be colored iPads and colored iPad minis and.
I count 35 different color pedals in the background. There might be more. Anyway, you can expect 35 different slides in Apple's on-screen presentation.
Yeah, there you go.
So now here's the thing. We've got the 5 and the 5C, and I actually held a 5C the other day at a company that I was at, and the build quality on it felt really good. It looked and felt like a 5 with just what looked like a crappy cover from a distance. Because I don't think the cover looks good at all from a distance. I think it looks awful.
It doesn't feel bad, though.
No, it feels great in your hands, but it looks like shit.
I just don't like the colors.
Yeah, there we go. But I thought it was okay. And I held a 5C on Monday night at Elmug and had a play with that. And what really impressed me was the finger swipe. Because I was the first one to say, look, based on touch, that kind of stuff, you know, after 2 weeks, you'll be saying, don't want that thing anymore. The guy got it, and we said, oh, you know, it's locked itself. Do you mind opening it? And he put his finger on it at, like, some stupid angle, and it still worked. Mm-hmm. You don't have to hold it, like, exactly square, and I was dead impressed with that. And the screen looked nice. And the other thing was, I'm very happy, I have to say, with my Nokia Lumia 1020. The pictures are fantastic. But I held his screen up next to mine, and the 5C screen is slightly longer but slightly narrower, but the actual surface area is probably not a million miles off being the same. So my bigger screen thing's a pile of shit. What the hell was I thinking?
You mean 5S, right? You keep saying 5C.
5S. Mm-hmm. So the 5S and 5C screens are the same size, are they not?
Right. Oh, yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. Right. So my extra screen real estate thing I was talking out my ass. There we go.
I have found instead of it going away, I try to do it to my iPad now. The Touch ID.
Yeah, me too.
I'll stick my thumb there, and I'm like, the hell, iPad?
It won't open.
Yeah.
Stupid thing's broken.
Yeah. I have that. That's always a nice moment
really
of like,
smart.
Work! Oh, wait. You don't do that.
Yeah, see, Apple gets the iPhone 5S out with Touch ID, and then a month later, they're rolling out, probably, new iPads. And if Touch ID is on the new iPads, there will be people, and I'm probably one of them, that will be willing to buy a new iPad simply because it has Touch ID.
Right. So you would buy any product from Apple just on Touch ID alone?
I would buy a new iPad based on Touch ID alone.
So it's good. We're definitely getting Touch ID on the full iPad for sure.
I hope so. I really hope so.
Are we going to get a separation of like the 5C, 5S thing with iPad and iPad mini? Are we going to get iPad mini being the colourful, cheapy version with different processor and iPad 5 being the hardcore, glossy, chavvy gold thing? And no? You reckon?
No. Mm-mm. I think they're both going to be high-end devices.
There's not going to be any cheapies.
No, I don't think so.
Apple already considers the mini the lower priced option, right? But I actually prefer it. I mean, once it has the Retina screen, it's going to be hard. If they come out with a Retina screen on the iPad mini and then you have the iPad with Retina display fifth generation, I don't know which one I might get. I might just go for the mini. I really like the mini form factor. I find myself using and gravitating to that a lot more than my third generation iPad.
Yeah, no, I mean, I am totally into my iPad mini. I carry that around everywhere with me. My iPad 3 just stays here for watching Sky TV when I'm on, and that's it. I can't be bothered to carry it around anymore. It's too big, too heavy, and it doesn't give me any more than I already have. So definitely. We got an email from someone, actually, talking about...
Do I have to apologize or something?
No, it was about wailing on Samsung.
No, it was me.
It was a tweet, and it was about wailing on Samsung. Apparently, and I've done nothing to verify this story whatsoever, so they might be blowing me down the garden path, but someone wrote in and said, I'm definitely trying to find this tweet, that the panel should lay off on Samsung. They had a gold iPhone out a year ago, a gold phone out a year ago.
Well, they also had a smartwatch out like 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, but it was apparently someone said that we were giving them grief for bringing out a gold phone after the event of iPhone doing it, and apparently they didn't. They just wanted to put us straight on that one. There you go.
Well, how do they feel about them now announcing their new Figure 8 campus?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Is it an eternal Figure 8 as well?
Yeah, it's an infinite loop.
Infinite loop. As opposed to Apple, that never actually had an infinite loop. They had a circle.
Right. There's an image. I posted a thing in the chat for you.
Oh, let me have a look. Where the bloody hell's that gone?
They said they had interior garden concepts way before Apple did.
Yeah.
Oh. They came up with the concepts by looking at a bowl of water.
Or a carry-on film, I would have thought, by the look of it.
Yeah, and when it's built, it'll look like an Escher print.
Aaron Ockers.
What the? It looks like a pair of knockers. Good on you, Greedo.
I shouldn't laugh. I'm only going to encourage you.
It won't make any difference.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on at Tua this week. I think they thought it was April.
you can imagine the money they spent on this, and they came to the end of it. Now look, it looks like a pair of knockers. Oh, shit.
Tua does overanalyze every announcement. Invitation because we think it's hilarious.
Right, so we're getting dual core processors with backup processors in the new iPad to go along with the new iPhone.
I think we'll see the 64-bit processor, the A7, in the new iPad.
Yeah, it's full size, the full size one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and then an updated A6 in the mini, maybe.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Now, I made a comment at the last Elmug event when the iPhone was released, and I said, if you're unifying architecture with 64-bit processor, then you're opening up the opportunity for a slide across of OS for Mac App Store come iPhone. So you can get something that would run on the OS X platform to run quite happily on iOS, because it's still just back-end Unix. It's only a Cocoa change at the front. It wouldn't take an awful lot to write an application. And I got laughed at, apart from one developer, Gareth, who said, no, you're absolutely right. It's a very, very easy change to get that to run. If it's got the processing power and it's in the architecture, then it works. We've had an email. James has said, question for the panel. If, and I know there are some who don't agree with the idea that OS X will become iOS, but if that did happen, would you code on an iOS MacBook, etc., or would you just have to stick with your current process for coding? There's comment in the UK that losing the skill to code due to the move over to tablets may affect how people then use their desktop computers and ultimately their Macs. But I think there's a unification coming. I think there's going to be programs that run, and it's the core program is the same that will run. You just buy one app and it will run on iOS and OS X. You won't be a separated store.
I think they thought that when they started, but I think they've changed their mind now. I think they tried to make iOS fit Mac OS X and vice versa. But I think they've changed their mind, and I think they're almost going apart again now. The operating system for a desktop computer just doesn't fit a mobile device and vice versa. I think Google are thinking that too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're moving in that direction, but I don't know how close we are to that yet. As the tablets become more and more powerful in terms of their processing, I think they're still not there yet. I do think Apple has a long-term vision for a merging of the platforms. I don't see it happening for a couple of years, though, because your desktop system still, it's the interface. It's not so much that they can't get the software working or being mm-hmm. cross-platform. It's how you use and interact with that device and the kinds of programs that are running. So, you know, stuff that's built for touch really needs to be built for touch. And I think Microsoft found that out really, really the hard way when they tried to do this hybrid operating system. And it just, people hate it because it doesn't work. And I've said this before, I can't remember, probably on this show, that if they had just focused on making Office a really awesome touch version of Office for their tablets, they would have sold a million of those Surfaces. And when they announced Surface Pro 2, I don't know why they haven't done that. They've seemed to lost their focus on software and are trying to compete on hardware. And it's a stupid move for them to be making. So, you know, I think we'll get there eventually. I don't think it's going to happen this year. It might not even happen next year. I think Apple hasn't figured out how to make a desktop into a really cool touch device. And a lot of this hybrid solutions we've been seeing just aren't well thought out and just don't seem to work. A lot of people are trying, but they're really not producing any compelling products in the space. So till Apple can solve that problem, I don't think we're going to see that. But I think you see what you're seeing and cluing in on is the underpinnings are there, right? Apple is building the infrastructure. They're building the foundation so that when they solve that hardware problem, they're ready to go. They're going to have something. It's just going to be like when they moved to OS X and nobody knew, hey, we've had Macs running on Intel platforms. We've had, you know, OS X running for years. And then they just switch over and it's a much smoother transition for them.
Mm-hmm. My point, though, was that when you've got the architecture together, you have back encoding and core functionality of your application, but all you're changing is front-end interface. And there's nothing to say that you have to have a touch interface that's common across both platforms. So in the same way, I know it's more complicated than they did with the games, but in the same way as they've done the stretch and squeeze for iPhone come iPad mini come iPad, and you had the cross-platform issue there where it was just a change of the front end, eventually the process of changing the front end could be just as easy for touch versus mouse and keyboard input.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, yeah.
You buy one application, you buy Pages in the Mac App Store, and it runs on your iOS device as well as, because the core architecture is exactly the same.
Yeah, there's going to need to be some tweaks, though. I mean, it's going to have to recognize what it's running on and sort of tweak the UI and the interface and how you interact with that. Sorry, I don't know. I think I cut off Greeny. Yeah,
that's critical.
Or Jeff.
Where's all this Greeny thing come from, anyway?
Where did what come from?
Greeny. Everybody calls me Greeny now.
Oh, that's me. I started that because...
I know. I used to come at school.
You much love, mate.
Yeah. Or Bogey. They used to call me Bogey.
We've never called you that. We just said... You're Greeny. You're much loved, pal. You're venerable.
I prefer Mr. Green. What do you think, Sir Green?
I don't give a toss what you prefer. I want
well,
to
if you're
Green.
That, you did it in the library with a candlestick.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
it's just cheaper doing it on your own. Exactly.
You might have to pay licensing to, you know, Parker Brothers or whoever makes that game.
Yeah. That'd be good.
I was down the charity shop and I got it must be 30s version of Cluedo.
Really?
Fantastic, yeah.
Oh, I bet that's awesome.
Yeah, it's one I've never seen before. And but it's missing a couple of pieces, but it's pretty awesome, really, yeah.
Was it endorsed by Agatha Christie?
No.
Because that would have been cool.
No, it wasn't. But I reckon it must be one of the very first to go out there.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I got a cold.
No kidding.
No, I know. I'm a bit grumpy, actually.
Well, that's consistent, though. It's got nothing to do with the cold.
Thank you for the update.
Anyway, we did set a thing. We said, right, what products are coming out next week that Apple may announce that you'd really like to see, but they possibly won't. So here we go. Tim via Twitter has said the iTeas made. Did you guys have Goblin Teas made in the States?
What?
The Goblin Tees Made.
I don't even
made.
Know what language you just spoke.
Is that code?
You need to Google.
Is that like a house elf?
Well, now you mention it. No, Goblin.
Dobby.
As in fantasy Goblin. Character, not gobbling. Goblin. Right. Tees Made. TEASMADE. Tees Made. And they made coffee. You could make coffee with them as well. But you just had to change the pot, that was all. But it basically was a thing that you put cold water in the night, and then when it was time to go off, it would go off, and it would pump the hot water out of the Ernie thing into a crock pot that had tea bags in it, and there'd be a cup of tea steaming ready for you when the alarm actually went off. The fact that... Why have the frigging alarm? Because when you started boiling the thing... But my mother and father had one, and there was a cup of tea for them there every morning. They used to get the cups, and they used to put the milk in the cups and then leave them on the nightstand overnight. And you're like, holy shit.
No.
How much back? I mean, I'm only...
Milk coming.
Exactly. I'm only 7 years old, and I'm sitting thinking, you wouldn't get me drinking that. Jesus.
Not only is it room temperature, but now you're pouring hot water into it after it's made it to room temperature. Horrifying.
Does the Goblin Teas Made still exist, says Angela?
I'm looking at the website right now, and apparently they figured out the evolution of man, because it goes from an ape to a fancy ape all the way up to the point where we become sentient teapots.
There's one on eBay, but I can't find a Goblin Tees Made. There's a Swan Tees Made. The STM-100, it's got a code word next to it.
I've got one, Ewan.
You've got one?
I've got one.
You've got a Goblin Tees Made at home by the nightstand?
No, it's in the studio. If I'm on the podcast next week,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll take you a little tour of the studio and I'll show you my Goblin Tees Made.
That makes it sound like if you're invited, of course you're invited, Greeny. This wouldn't be the back show without you.
I have to pay you money.
No, you don't.
He's,
you liar. Don't
he's
start that one.
He's hot wiring to charge his Jornada.
Yeah. Yeah, the alarm comes on, charges Greeny's Scion. That's it.
Yeah. I send you Green Shield stamps.
I think Tim's in the chat room, so we've got that uncovered. I think Tim actually, I don't think there's going to be an IT's Made, unfortunately, mate, but we're all with you on that one. Batwinch wants.
I learned. Look at that.
Yeah, see, they were iconic British things. Definitely. If you do the hyacinth bouquet kind of thing, it was definitely the kind of thing that type of person owned.
I got a little nervous when you said Batwench Wands.
Speaking.
It's the one.
It's bouquet.
eBay Goblin Tees Made available. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what you want. ebay.co.uk/BHP/Goblin-Tees Made. That'll be gone before the end of the show. Mm-mm. Yeah. Batwinch in the chat via Twitter said, an Apple console, a games console and Apple TV thingy all in one box.
It's called a Pippin.
That's right, yeah.
It's called the Pippin.
The That's Pippin. Right. That went well.
Pippin. Did anybody ever have a Pippin?
No.
No, but I've played with one.
You know what I realized?
God,
I want.
I've never even seen one in real life.
Neither have I.
Oh, wow.
I want an original Woz Blue Box. Can you get one of those? How much do those go for?
There we go.
Just email Woz. Maybe he has extra in the garage.
Scout eBay and get a Woz Blue Box, please. If you could.
I think they're going to extend the Apple TV. That's something I think is going to happen. And it will become something. But I think it's going to be the thing that we keep hearing about, where you can play games on the Apple TV, iOS, App Store.
Yeah, the apps are coming to the Apple TV at some point. Yeah.
So do you think there's going to be an update to Apple TV on Tuesday, Cal?
Yeah, I do. I think they're going to, if it's not a completely new device, I think it's going to at least be an update for the box that we already have.
Well, now here's the thing. Because
I think it's an update for the box that's coming.
Well, I bought one a couple of weeks ago. So the fact that they're going to upgrade the hardware.
Oh, so now we're going to get a new one.
Yeah, it's a certainty. Absolute certainty. I went from a 720 to a 1080p, and I was talking to Steve Neighbour from the London Mac User Group. We'll talk about them in a second, actually, because they've got a keynote event going on. And he was saying, is it worth it? And I deliberately, when I got it, I thought, I'm going from 720p to 1080p. I've only got a 40-inch TV in the lounge, so it's not huge. Will I notice the difference? And I watched a couple of minutes of Iron Man, from their Mac App Store in HD on the 720. And then I shut everything down, changed it over as fast as I could and set it up. And then I went back and watched another few minutes from where I'd left off in the 1080. Step change. Absolute step change. No question. The quality uplift was huge in comparison to the old device. Absolutely brilliant.
But so, you also have a well better processor in the new device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that helped too. But people have said to me, is it worth it? Hell yes. No question.
I agree completely. Totally worth it.
Definitely worth doing. Games. So do you think you're going to get to the stage where we're talking about you play like a game on your iPad and then you stop and you play your game on your phone and then you get home and you play the game on?
Well, you can do that now.
On your computer? Well, is there any games that are cross-platform like that? I don't think there is.
Oh, not on your computer, but like Happy Street, which is one that I really like. You can play on both your iPhone and your iPad. You can bounce back and forth. I do that.
So that's concurrent. You can carry on and pick up and leave off mm-hmm. from where you are. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen is that it's going to be where your smaller device, your iPhone or your iPad, is going to be a controller for whatever you've got going on the Apple TV. That's what I think.
It'll be
more of a Wii U kind of a thing than a Nintendo, than a like Super Nintendo.
Wii U done properly.
Yeah, where you've got the screen on something in your hand, but you're also interacting with something on a larger screen on the wall in front of you.
Right. That's good. I like that. That's a good idea. So update on software, no update on hardware, Jeff, you're saying, for Apple TV?
Maybe, but I would be mildly surprised. If there's no software update, I will be shocked.
Me too.
It's June. Hands up if you want to get rid of the front row interface. No, don't bother. There's no point in that survey. Jesus.
Front row interface.
The front row interface. After you get past the screen one, it's still front row when you're going through the movies. Shit. No wraparound. No wraparound on the password screen.
The only reason I don't mind it is because the remote control for my AV setup is an iPhone. So I don't have to use the little silver remote and try and navigate the password screen or Netflix or, you know, search anything that way. Because I have a keyboard. When I switch over, it pops up a keyboard and I can just type.
Ben says hates the Apple interface.
Has anybody done the new Bluetooth setup
for
an Apple TV?
I've got a Bluetooth keyboard.
The Bluetooth Bop.
What's the Bluetooth Bop? If it's not the keyboard?
It's this old Ramon song. Oh, sorry.
Go on, Adam.
You can, apparently, with the latest OS update for the Apple TV, now if you buy a new Apple TV out of the box and you already have an iOS device, an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or something else running iOS 7, when you take the Apple TV out of the box and you hook it up, it brings up a screen and it says, you know, just basically you tap your iOS device that's already configured for your network and all that stuff to the Apple TV, and it will auto-configure all your network settings and connect it and bring it to the startup screen.
I never got that option, and I only bought it 2 weeks ago.
Maybe it was old stock and it didn't have the new
bastards
update in it.
Yeah, you got the crappy
bastards.
Apparently it's supposed to be awesome. I haven't tried it. I've thought about just running the factory reset on my Apple TV just to see. I think you have to have an Apple TV 3 though. I
bought one a month ago. Was it 6 weeks ago? And it was brilliant. Yeah, I loved it. The new setup process.
Did you get to do it? Really?
Yeah, yeah. So you and yours doesn't do that then?
Bastards!
You sure you didn't get a 2?
Yeah, you got a 2. Oh, you loser.
No, he got the HD. Got
He's going to show it off. It's this big silver box with an Apple logo on the top.
I haven't looked on the underside, but on the side, there's probably a piece of a Band-Aid that says sucker on it. And it's a 720 because they look the same. And I just, oh, damn. And I'm sitting there going, oh, you can tell the difference. King's new clothes.
Marketing upgrade.
So bad luck, Batwench. Apple knows that I switched to Nokia and that's why they're punishing you, says Melt in the chat room. Could be true. Truer than you know. What else have we got here? The iCloset, says Dwayne. The iCloset, based on weather forecasts and social media interactions, would choose the perfect dress for a woman. I mean, it's not for a man, I presume. iCloset, never again, men
not
would
that
be...
there's anything wrong with that.
No, but he's got a second tweet here because he ran out of characters. But this is the bit that really is the kind of, good point. Never again will a man be waiting for a girl to decide what would be best to wear that day.
What is this list?
Right.
Oh, boy.
What is this one? Sorry, Greeny?
What is this list you're reading out? This
Twitter. These are things that people have written in and said that they'd really like next week in the Apple keynote.
Ah.
Dwayne wants an iCloset and clearly a divorce as well.
Dwayne wants a girlfriend is what Dwayne wants, I think. Dwayne must have a girlfriend. Dwayne wants a boyfriend who doesn't have to spend so much time getting ready to look decent to leave the house with Dwayne.
Hey?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Steady on. Hey. What did that come from? Steady on. Look, Dwayne, there's only room for one misogynist on this network. Okay?
Hey.
What?
I have nothing against boys. That was never the issue.
Okay.
I'm not being misogynist at all. But yeah.
No, yeah, I think he's referring to himself.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Oh, never mind. I'm
sure. Kelly, you can't be a misogynist.
No, I finished all my coffee and I'm
well, I suppose you could, technically. Sorry. But never mind. And
I like getting massages. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Simon in Twitter says a car in cooperation with BMW and an AV receiver with speakers.
Don't we have the car now?
Apparently so. I think he's being sarcastic. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Those are ones via Twitter. We've had nothing via Google+. No one goes there. Shit.
I got an email from a listener who was talking about I haven't had a chance to read the article, but he summarized it for me in the email about, you know, Apple doing an actual Apple branded television set, you know, with the Apple TV stuff rolled into it. Not that I think that's going to be announced or anything like that, but the point he made that I hadn't heard anybody else make yet was that the key to that TV would be audio. That, you know, the current sets that are out there on the market, the problem is we all have these systems. And if you want good audio with your television, you probably have a bunch of extra components. You've got surround sound speakers. You've got all these different boxes, right? You've got your gaming console. You've got your receiver. You've got maybe, you know, additional processors and speakers. And if Apple can get all of that stuff into a high definition set that incorporates your apps, your gaming, sort of like we were talking about bringing games to the Apple TV, all of that stuff into one unit, and it has really great audio, really great video, you know, 1080p, all in one thing, you know, sort of like a built-in soundbar sort of thing, that would be really cool. And that was the first time I heard sort of an argument going, yeah, that's the biggest problem with my TV is I don't have a good surround sound system and I don't want to drop the money into it. So you could do a high-end TV that already has all your great audio and everything in there. And that could be a compelling product and maybe a little bit of a game changer. I don't know if it's enough, but it's an interesting idea regardless.
Ben in the chat room wants to know if that email was from Gene Munster, mate.
No, it wasn't. It actually wasn't.
That sounds
pretty
cool.
I'm going to stick with my Apple TV assessment, which is that I don't think Apple's going to make the television. I think Apple's going to make a deal where there's the appropriately sized dent in the back of a television and you can use the one remote to control both the Apple TV and the television itself. That's, I think, as close as they're ever going to come. It's going to be a little shelf on the back with a little HDMI and a little power, and you're just going to take your Apple TV and go right on the back, and then you can control it all from a single remote. I think that's as close as Apple's ever going to get to making a television.
Even swaggers
that's
back
my
to
theory,
away from
but there you go.
No, even swaggers backed away from the TV now, having having not coughed up for his bets.
I was going to say I haven't heard from him for a long time. Yeah, really.
Did you ever get that $20? No,
he owes me hundreds, doesn't he?
I don't think it's hundreds, mate. I think it's 20.
Yeah. Oh, is it?
Definitely.
Yeah. The delay in the Apple TV, I still say, is all about content. You know, it's about them not having the content and not being able to game change sort of the system that's in place with the providers and how shows are distributed, which is just, can I say asinine? Asinine? How it is
yes,
right now?
Totally
it's a real word, yes. Absolutely.
Allow it.
Right.
I didn't know how clean we were being.
So here's the question then for everyone. Have you got something that is a good shout that that would make you look good because Apple actually did do what you suggested? Have you got a thing that you say, I reckon they should do this, and then when they actually do it next week, you're going to be an absolute prediction god?
No.
I've got one starts off. I've got one
starts off. Always...
I've got one starts off. So the first question I've got for you, is the Pro coming next week, or is that going to be in a December keynote or November keynote?
It's going coming to next week. Announced next week.
Right.
And yeah. We'll have an actual shipping.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get a ship date is what I think will happen.
Right. So here's the thing. Has Apple made the Pro and gone through that whole process of development and come out with something that's a desktop computer that's going to be fantastic, that's going to link with their Thunderbolt monitors and look amazing? Or have they actually sat down now and go, do you know what? I reckon people are going to want to use this mobile. So why don't we come out with a screen that can go with the Pro that people can carry around instead of a laptop? Because I've sat down with a couple of creatives in the last 7 days, and two people have said to me, independently, I'm thinking of going, and they haven't listened to what I said on the show a couple of weeks back, which was the same thing. They've said, I'm seriously thinking about buying a Pro for mobile work as opposed to a MacBook Pro. So if that really is the thought process, that's two people that have done that without listening to anything I've said. They've come up with that idea by themselves. There's got to be a lot of other people have thought that, and surely Apple have thought that as well as.
Are you still banging on about that?
No, I'm not banging on about it. It's not a ridiculous idea, Green. I am seriously... Go on.
This severed head going around in a bag with your keyboard and mouse and monitor is ridiculous. What on earth are you thinking?
Why?
Why are you going to do that then?
What do you mean, how am I going to do it?
Why would you want to do it? I mean, what's wrong with a laptop? I just don't get it. Why would you want to carry a MacBook Pro, a Mac Pro, a keyboard, a mouse, and a monitor, and the actual unit itself in a bag? I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, I already do carry a bag, mate. I use a trolley.
Well, you'll need a trolley for that, won't you?
Sorry?
A big one. A big trolley.
I already carry a big trolley.
The Mac Pro's pretty small.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about
it is pretty small.
Didn't Waterfield make a bag?
Already?
Huh?
I wouldn't be surprised. They make them for everything else.
I've got, there you go. That's my standard camera bag, right? That's the stuff that I take for a one-day shoot. It's got four lenses in it, two bodies, and a bit of other stuff. Now, I've got a bag that's slightly bigger than that, that's on wheels. And if I go somewhere to do work in me using my Mac Pro, the MacBook Pro, I carry that around. So I don't actually carry a shoulder bag at all anyway, already. I'm already carrying a compartmentalized trolley bag. Yeah. So where's the leap for me to then stick a new Mac Pro in there and a 15-inch screen, 16-inch screen, and carry that instead, and have then a super powerful video oriented, which is what I spend a lot of my life doing now, machine.
The only downside I could see is, depending on how remote you are, you're gonna have to carry one of those giant Hyper Mac, or what are they called, batteries.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No, I'm not talking about using.
And how big is the power supply?
We don't know that either.
Well, no, there isn't. There's no. You can't see them sticking a cord in that, can you? Direct out the mains, or is that?
I mean, is it going to be like the Mini, where it has a giant brick on the cord
in the middle of the cord? Yeah.
Well, you say that, but the last Mini doesn't. The last Mini is just a two, a positive and negative input off a dual core. It's only.
Oh, that's a good point.
See, they're already thinking low power stuff. So, I mean, you can take the piss out of me all you like for the fact, well, you can't flip it open on the train and use it. I never was. That's not what I'm talking about, because I don't do that. I sit and watch my iPad or something like that if I want to do that. But everywhere I go now, I'm either out shooting video or stills, and then I'm back in an office when I take it off the card anyway. I hardly ever use a laptop in a mobile environment, truly, anyway, now at all.
Well, that makes some hard drives. You need them as well, don't you?
Well, actually, now here's the thing. This is my experience. I've had an experience this week. My MacBook Pro died last week. The logic board, the logic board went. It was going kaflooey for a little while anyway, but then it finally buggered off last Wednesday. I've got a big up Ben and Rob in the Regent Street Apple store because they were fantastic. I took it in, said it's brick, guys. There's nothing happening. They got my drive out for me so I could still use it. And they took it away to get it fixed. And I've got a phone call today. It's back and it's fixed. And it's free, even though it's 18 months old. They've changed the logic board in it free of charge. Thanks to European regulations, of course. Otherwise, they would have charged me. And I've been using, because I'm part of the joint venture scheme, they lent me a Retina MacBook Pro. So I've got this Retina MacBook Pro, but I've got my own hard drive. And I'm sitting thinking, well, I've got me nice little, what do you call it? What's the thing that... the Seagate Go Drive thing. Yep. I've been using that. So what I've been doing is sticking my hard drive in the Seagate drive thing, sticking it in the Thunderbolt port, and booting off that. So I haven't used the hard drive of the Retina MacBook Pro that they've lent me at all. I've just used my little drive. And it's been fantastic. And I'm now, having done it for 7 days, totally oriented to the idea of the fact that I will never be worried about whether I put an internal drive in. I did 15 gig of video transferred from the internal storage on the Retina MacBook Pro to the external SSD that I'd got via Thunderbolt. How long did it take? 15 gig of video from the Retina to the external storage.
Awesome.
How long did it take, do you reckon? 15 gig.
So you lost them.
You lost I don't them. Know. You're making me do minutes. Math.
Yeah,
right in the morning.
Thank you. The only person that's fucking awake is Windrider in the chat room. He says 5 minutes. It was 42 seconds.
I was going to guess like 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah. So 42 seconds. So from the internal SSD on the Retina to the external SSD that's on the Thunderbolt Go Drive, 42 seconds to transfer 15 gig of video. I don't need internal storage anymore. Internal storage is a thing of the past. Apple are absolutely right. I didn't believe them a year ago, but I bloody do now.
When I go down to London, I tend to take a camping chair and table as well. You want to think about that?
I'm thinking about putting a desk in my van. I've got a bed in my van already. I might as well put a desk in it.
Yeah.
Well, never bother coming inside.
Well, my wife would love that. That's a good point.
So this could be great for your marriage.
It could be.
Tell this to your wife, and that she may go and buy the Mac Pro for you.
I actually, for 2 days this week, I haven't exchanged a single word with my wife. Because I've been leaving at 5 a.m. and coming back after she's got fast asleep anyway. Adam, you were going to ask me a question.
No, I forgot.
Why's everyone gone quiet? I thought that was a great point, but never mind. All right,
it is.
But there you go.
I think it absolutely is. I was going to comment on. I don't understand why there's a lot of people that are really down on Thunderbolt, and everybody's talking about new high speed USB or USB 3 or whatever the next generation of USB is. And people are saying Thunderbolt's not going anywhere and stuff like that. But then you hear stories like this, and you're like, why wouldn't people want Thunderbolt? And I'm sure it's just down to the licensing and the costs with Intel, but I don't know. I've never been a big fan of USB, USB 3, whatever. I get the idea that it's standardized, but it just never seems to work.
Yeah.
I have been saying that. How long have I been saying that, Ewan, that Thunderbolt's a complete waste of time?
No, it's not.
I've been saying that. It must be 3 years.
The only thing that I've...
You're wrong. It's not.
It's not.
It's awesome.
No,
it's a dead duck. Why bother with it? Why do they do it? It's like Apple has got this perverse desire to create non-standard standards that only Apple people can use.
Except Intel made the standard, just like they did with USB.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows it's going to be USB 3 or something. And like, it's like...
Or something.
It's going to be USB. Why do they have to create their own ridiculous standards that...
Have you seen the high speed USB 3 connector? How it works? Have you looked at it?
It doesn't matter as long as it works and it's compatible when you arrive at a conference.
But it's not.
Post a link, Adam.
Huh?
Do post a link in the chat room.
I got to find it now. I will. Hold on. Green. Mr. Green can talk.
I have got to say, Greeny, that having had a week now of existing with Thunderbolt only, if there is a Mac Pro out there and they say, right, you can buy it with a 128 gig hard drive option or a 750 gig hard drive option, I'll buy the 128. I will not buy extra internal storage ever again for a Mac. I was in the idea of I had to have a second drive, I had to have two SSDs at 1 terabyte that I could mirror off, and I did all of that kind of crap, and now I don't do it, and I don't care. And I've just bought the two-port Thunderbolt desktop GoFlex thing as well as, that takes the full 3.5s, not just the little 2.5s. The only thing I'll say about Thunderbolt is I've found it really difficult to sit and try and work out how not to hit a dead end with it. Because you've got devices have got two ports on them, and if you start then adding in a screen, that's okay because that's got an output on it, but then the other GoFlex drive is a dead end because it's only got one port on it. And I kind of link stuff together and sit there and go, well, I've got two left over. How the hell do they go to? And you sit and jiggle around with the wires and you're like, oh, okay, I got you. You hit a dead end with it if you're not careful. But I'm a total Thunderbolt devotee in the last 7 days alone. That's it, just from that experience.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Rubbish.
I love you,
I'm
Greeny.
Not saying technically it's rubbish, but I tell you what, in all seriousness, if the whole world used Apple, fine, great, brilliant. But the point being is, what, Apple still has only got some, what, 15 or 16% market share when it comes to desktop computers? Or they're silly made-up thingies, their interfaces, that you have to go to the Apple store and then buy a blooming converter that costs you 30 quid. And then you go on site and somebody says, oh, you've got a Mac, you know, do you want to do, for instance, do you want to hook it up to our projector? Oh, shit, I've forgotten my, whatever, that mini display port to VGA. I think, oh, God. Apple are a pain in the arse when it comes to interfaces.
Greeny, you're going to get so much frigging hate mail.
I don't care.
Dude, I've never railed on them that bad, and I've got death threats.
I don't care. I've always said, Apple are a pain in the arse when it comes to interfaces. They are. Is that available? .com.
Buy it from UK too.
That's the reason I was excited about them finally going USB, was because I lived through the SCSI era.
SCSI was aptly named.
And ADB, if you want to go back a little bit, what a pain in the ass that was.
Oh, ADB was almost, well, ADB wasn't as bad as SCSI, which stands for System Can't See It. It was horrifying because I did tech support for SCSI devices, and so you had to say things to people like, scanners prefer to be at the end of the chain, and you had to ask people to turn everything off.
God, I remember
and turn
that.
Everything on again, and you couldn't. And this is the problem, is that it was really an IT crowd situation. Did you try turning everything off and on again? Because a lot of times that would fix it, and there was a category in the call tracker that said SCSI voodoo as like a thing that you just, sometimes this is how it goes. And so at least with ADB, you plug it in or you don't, and you don't have to worry about like, the scanner likes to be at the end and the hard drive likes to be at address number 2. So you want to make sure you don't have anything else using that. And da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So if you think the $29 piece of plastic from Apple is a nightmare, you must not remember ever having to track down a male-to-female SCSI cable or a male-to-male or a SCSI terminator or whatever it was.
Having to keep extra SCSI terminators because every now and then you just have to swap it out because your chain stops liking what you're using.
I don't think it's a pain in the ass. I just think it's overpriced, which is a different thing entirely.
No, right, yeah,
I have a bit of trivia for you about ADB.
Can I go on there, Jeff?
The ADB cable is exactly the same as an S-video cable.
Oh,
and
right.
That was done on purpose. Yeah, so if you needed to extend an ADB cable length, you could just get a pass-through S-video cable and plug it in. It was exactly the same.
Mm. Ben says, Kelly, stop. You're bringing back bad memories.
Yeah, I know.
I posted those images of that mini USB 3 connector that's coming out on
that thing
phones.
Is horrifying.
I'm trying to get it now as we speak. Does anyone have anything that they think that we'll all look back next week and go, kudos, you were right. You were spot on.
Yeah, an iPhone with a USB 3 connector. That's what they want. Not messing about. They're always messing around.
Look at that connector, though. It's terrible. It does have the small one that they need.
Horrible.
It doesn't look particularly mini, it has to be said.
It's not.
No, it's a full-size USB connector, and it has that stupid notch in there, and and it's just a pain in the ass. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I've got a room full of 1990s PDAs here, and I can't get any of them to turn on because I haven't got the blooming connector.
I mean, yeah. And you look at the Thunderbolt connector, you look at the Lightning connector, and they're so elegant and simple, and, you know.
You look at that, and look at the plastic housing on it. Oh.
Yeah.
It's got $199 shop on it.
That totally does. Yeah. It's horrible.
That is disgusting. In TARDIS blue.
Almost.
Cool. Almost. Right, no one's getting into the stuff of the lot, yeah. Fair enough. I'm the only one that's thought that.
Please, public call cable.
What about new? I mean, is the iPod? I think the iPod's dead at this point, right? I mean, they're not going to do much with the iPods anymore.
So, I don't think it's dead, but I don't think it's going to get the spotlight. It used to be the iPod event, and I don't think it is anymore. I think it's the iPad event and the occasional other thing.
So no upgrade to the iPod Touch or anything like that?
Well, there might be some updates, but I think they're going to be quick and glossed over, and they're going to be minor. I don't expect any major changes. What would be shocking is if they changed the form factor of the Nano again.
Booker in the chat says,
"That wouldn't surprise me, though."
So I'll throw that out there. There's my out there rumor. They're going to change the form factor of the Nano.
That's the only. Okay. I think that's the only one no one's going to disagree with you on because that's so consistent.
It's a safe bet. Yeah.
Booker in the chat room says, "Will they ever axe the iPod with the spinning drive?"
No,
you not don't. Yet. The classic will never go.
No, it won't go because of solid state. You get good capacity at a good price.
Yeah.
So is the 128 gigabyte touch on the leaderboard? I don't think so. I don't think Apple might. I might actually say Apple will never go to 128.
When they hit 128 or higher in terms of the storage on the solid state iPod, that's when the classic will.
They're going to old yellow at that point.
Yeah.
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 I don't know how pricing that's all hinging on what current flash pricing and stuff is. And I think it's still just too expensive.
Yeah.
You know, for those people who just want all their music in their pocket, they've got to keep the iPod Classic around with the drive.
Cool.
And that's exactly what I think is going to happen. They can't kill it until they can replace it with something else at the same capacity. And they can't do that with flash memory right now.
Yeah. Not at the same price.
Yeah. I'm going to say, color iPad minis.
Yeah, I think that's a fair shout. I think that's a good one.
That would be kind of fun.
Mm. I think so too.
Are they going to mirror the same colors as the 5C?
No, it's going to be like the touches because it's going to be the same sort of metal backing that we've seen already on the iPads. I think it's going to be it's going to be more like the iPod Touch than like the 5C.
Any chance?
So still a metal case, but color.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, right. You're going to have the option of a color mini instead of
anodized.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Is there any space for another screened interface between iPod Touch and iPad Mini?
No,
you don't think so.
I think that would clutter the product line too much.
I agree. I think it definitely would. Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. But it wouldn't stop them doing it if they really want it. And will there be a red one? Yes, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. I hope it's red and not pink.
Now, are you all going to be at home watching the iPad keynote next week?
Probably.
Yep.
I won't.
Yep.
The reason
you get an invite?
Ewan?
I got an invite.
Hey, Ewan, I have to bow out because I have a meeting I have to be at in a couple minutes.
Okay. No worries, mate. So, thank you very much for joining in.
Sure thing.
See you later.
I will see you guys later.
See you, Jeff.
See,
I will not, and it's not because I've got an invite from Tim and he sent the private jet over just in case. It's because I will be at the London Mac User Group's keynote coverage. Every month, this group meet. They're a fabulous bunch of people. I was there last Monday, and I did a thing on Prezi for them at the last minute. And they're a great bunch. They do a keynote. Every time there's a keynote, they'll get screens up and they'll find some coverage somewhere, whether it's live or whether it's just looking through the blogs and stuff. And a guy named Steve Neighbor is the chairman. Will do a kind of question and answer session backwards and forwards with the group. It's a really, really good night. There's plenty of beer. There's plenty of great food. It's at the Old Explorer Pub, which is just off Oxford Circus. Dead easy to find. If you're a non-member of Elmug, then it's £5 to get in at the door. But you can join for £15 for a year. And if you're if you want to be a member there, they keep sending you newsletters and that kind of stuff. So even if you're a little bit further away, you can still join and be a country member if you like. I'll be down there. There'll be loads of stuff. There'll be loads of commentary stuff going on. And we can't broadcast because the Wi-Fi is not too good, unfortunately, at the place. But we're working on that at the moment. Get yourself down to the London Mac User Group. It's the Old Explorer Pub. And there will be Keynote Bingo, which is kind of like bullshit bingo, but for Apple Keynotes. And if you've got any words to suggest to go on the Keynote Bingo, you can get in touch with Elmug via their members page. At Elmug, just type in Elmug and you'll find them. The other they thing, always sorry, Adam.
I was just going to say they always invite me, and it's just too far. I would totally be there.
Yeah, you're there in spirit.
Sounds awesome.
I'd go too.
You're going to crack a beer. You know it. And here's the best bit: the raffle prize. They do a raffle prize, and at the keynotes, it's usually a pretty good prize. This is a 512 gig Crucial SSD.
No. Oh,
that's worth having.
That might be worth an airplane ticket.
Listen to all of us.
A 512 SSD. If there's one upgrade you want to do to your MacBook Pro that will change it forever, it's an SSD. No question. Max RAM SSD, and it's flying. So there you go. Bullshit bingo rocks, says Boo. Thank you, mate. Good lad. Right. It's UK2's birthday. Can you believe it? UK2 is 15 today. I thought that was lovely.
I'd sing to him, but we had to pay the royalties.
No, you can. There's another song that you can sing.
Go on, what can we sing?
So, okay. So, because of the issue that Adam just brought up with the birthday song, there's this artist that I like. His name is Richard Cheese, and he does lounge covers of popular music. And, Snoop Dogg and Ozzy Osbourne and different stuff. And it's super cool, and you should totally check out Richard Cheese. He's super fantastic. Anyway, he did a birthday song and he said, please share it with everybody. Give it to anyone you want to. It's on YouTube. You can go find it. Richard Cheese birthday song. And here's how it goes. It's UK2's birthday. What a great day. Everyone say happy birthday. Yay. And that's it.
That's cool. Well done. Woo. Who needs to do a 1 minute advert when you got Kelly who can just sing your happy birthday?
So there it is. And you can use that for everybody. And I'm not singing that one.
Can you do that song in a Marilyn Monroe style-y?
Probably not.
Okay. With UK2 instead of Mr. President.
But I will do this for you though. UK2.net. Support them because they support us.
You should do voiceovers, girl. That was good.
I would.
You would.
I totally would.
Do it. Just do a show reel and be done with it.
Mostly it's because I like to do stuff in goofy accents, though. That's usually the part. That's what is my undoing, is that I'd rather sit here and, you know, read you gangsta rap lyrics in a Minnesota accent because I think that's hilarious.
Cool. I might hire you to do the MacCast ads, then we'll talk later.
Ooh.
I would do it. Yeah, that would be awesome.
She'd do it. That I would do it was actually, I'd do it for free.
I would. Yeah, and you know what they would be? They would be like this. The MacCast, blah, blah, something, something, because you really don't care what I'm saying anymore. That's how it would go.
UK too. Support them. They support us. We love them to bits. Damn. Right then. Here we go. It's time for the cool thing. Adam's video cool thing. Is frozen, so he needs to restart it. I don't know if it's you or us, but never mind.
Burp, burp, burp.
Failing that... We'll do it with Frozen. Oh, he's gone. Oh, blimey. Oh, man, alive.
Up and left.
Steady on. Well, we'll stop.
You have an incoming call from Adam Christensen.
I'm glad at least Skype can pronounce his name.
Did you click the wrong button by any chance there, Adam?
I'm coming. Give me a second. What was I not supposed to hang up?
No, I thought you were
just toggle the video.
Well, that's what I thought you would do, yes.
Oh, I don't know what I'm doing.
Anyway. Right, mate, have you got a cool thing for us?
I do, and hopefully I'm not stealing anybody's. Yeah. And it's something I can't even really use, but it's just the coolest thing I saw this week, and I really want to recommend it. So do you get over there the game? It might be named something different. Connect Four. Do you know the game Connect Four?
Yeah.
You know, where you drop the little...
That's right. Yep.
Checkers. Chips into the slot, checkers in the slot, and you try and get four in a row. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently someone realized that the new iPhone 5C, you know, it's got that case with all the little holes in it. They made an app called Flipcase, and it's a free app. You download it, and what you do is you take the case off your 5C and you put it on the front. And
that's awesome.
It uses the little holes to play Connect Four across the holes. Yeah, is that awesome or what?
That is, no, I don't want to follow that. I don't want to follow that because that's going to be too damn hard. Oh, yeah, so that's great.
I almost want to buy a 5C just for the app.
Now, does that flip case only fit the 5C?
Well, I bet you the 5C case would fit my 5S. I haven't tried it. I mean, they're the same size, right? Because you use, it's the Apple case. You use the Apple case that you buy for your 5C. But you put it on the front, covers up most of the screen except the little holes, and then you can play one player or two player Connect Four through the case. Is that genius?
It is. Absolutely. So, but how many, have you got enough slots though for that? And have you got enough holes in the thing?
Yeah, it's 5x4.
Well, there's more than that on the Connect Four thing, isn't there? Is it like 8x8 or like a checkerboard? But
I don't know.
Okay, yeah, but it's still cool.
I'm thinking it's going to open up a whole new, some case manufacturer is going to glom onto this and develop all kinds of different cases and games that go together. That I mean, you could take this concept and run with it.
Brilliant. Superb pick, mate. Absolutely superb pick. That's Kelly's awesome. Quivering in her boots.
I am. Mine's totally lame now.
Top that, girl.
I can't. But I'm gonna pick something. It's just nowhere near as cool. So I work remotely. So sometimes I'm at my house and sometimes I'm at a coffee shop or someplace like that where there's a lot of background noise and stuff happening like you would get in an office. And when I'm at my house, I don't have that because I don't have like people making coffee and having conversations because I'm like the only one here. So there's this now there's an iOS app and a Mac app for this website called Coffeetivity. And it's Coffeetivity. And I got this from Jeff Gamet. And the reason that I like it is because the background noise of stuff sort of helps me focus better. I don't know why, but it absolutely does. And now there's an iOS app and a Mac app for it. So you don't have to leave the website open all the live long day if you don't want to. And it's coffeetivity.com. I think it's fantastic. And it's super helpful if you're somebody like me who sometimes has to work in total silence. I really have a hard time doing that. And they have different modes for like kind of a quiet coffee shop, or if you like lots of stuff happening all the time, you have different sort of levels of background noise that you can use. And somehow it makes me actually be able to work more effectively. So I'm going to recommend it.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that's good.
Now it feels, I click the link and now it feels like I'm listening to the show at a coffee shop.
See?
Very good. Very good. Greeny.
Well, mine's a bit boring.
Are you awake, mate? Those ones?
I'm afraid to say. So,
the Giornata.
I don't know, in America, do you continually bombarded with cheap hotel adverts, last minute and fa-la-la-la.
Yeah.
All that sure. type of stuff.
Yeah.
Over
there as well.
They invented them.
Ah. Well, they're all a bit rubbish, I think, except I found one that I use quite a lot. My voice isn't sexy, is it? It's gone like,
you sound sick, not sexy.
Yeah, like death rattle, I think.
Probably. There we go.
Yeah, I'm rocking the death rattle voice thing. I can do voiceovers. Well, are you 50 plus?
When I have a sore throat, I use Hall's mentholated.
Yeah. I can do that. At our age, we need to plan for our funerals.
Yeah. I'm not off it. Yeah.
Anyway, get on with it, Greeny.
What? I'm not always about to die, but when I am.
You can do Nicorette ads or something, the patch.
Leave a patch.
I had a 10-pack-a-day habit.
It's called Hotel Tonight. Hotel Tonight.
Go on.
And it's available, I think, for most of the platforms, to be honest. And it's really good, actually. I spend a lot of time in London, and when I go down, I need to book a hotel. And it's quite exciting that you hit the hotel tonight, and you can only book them from midday. And then it's almost like an auction type thing. And
oh, yeah.
You have to be fast to book your hotel, and you get some really good discounts. It doesn't stop you booking a hotel for multiple nights. I think it goes up to 3 nights, I think, something like that.
Mm.
But if you're on the way to London or Birmingham or Manchester or Edinburgh or wherever, or Cardiff, I'm going to put Wales in there, a hotel tonight is great if you're looking for a good cheap deal on a hotel.
Excellent.
So they're selling off like the overflow, the extra rooms that they... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exactly the same as everybody else, but because it's like super, super last minute, and it's like an auction thing that nobody else is really doing. You have to book it there and then, otherwise it's gone. And you can get some real bargains.
No, it's good, though. Because the times I've tried to book something for London, it's always stupid. Minimum room charge is £200. And even if you go to, like, the website of like, Premier Inns or something like that, they still want 300 quid for one near Oxford Street.
I've got a second pick, then, if you're talking about hotels.
Oh, go on then, Greeny.
If you're looking for a clean, nice, central located hotel, I always go for Imperial Hotels. If you Google Imperial Hotels London, their average price is between, I think the most expensive is 92, and they go from about £70 to 92, including full English breakfast. They're clean, they're really nice.
That's good.
Just most of them are in the Russell Square area, so they're really centrally located. So that's a top tip. Imperial Hotels is great.
No,
I would recommend either the Imperial or the President. Yeah.
Excellent. I shall use that because I on the odd occasion need to stay down. And London Central London's a pain in the arse. I'm trying to get out to Heathrow is like an hour and a half, so it's just ridiculous. I might as well come home. We've had an email from Dominic O'Rourke at the last minute. He said, "I'd like to see an iPad Pro. A 12-inch screen allowing me to use more effectively for architectural drawings, drafting, and Photoshop-y type stuff. And, of course, I'd be able to read 2000 AD at full resolution." There you go. My pick is something that I'm always looking for stuff that gets me away from Photoshop, that gets me away from the reliance on Photoshop for doing photoreal stuff and all that kind of thing. And I came across one today, and I've had a play with it for most of this morning. Called iDraw. It's available in the Mac App Store. It's £17, so I'm guessing that's going to hit about $25 in the US store. And it's a vector graphic tool, basically. You sit and draw out all of your stuff. The use of the lines, the curve tool, that kind of thing, really actually fairly intuitive. If you've done a little bit of path work or something like that in any of the drawing applications, like Illustrator or Photoshop, you'll take to it in a heartbeat. There's loads of textures that you can overlay and map in and then edit. It's all the basic vector drawing graphic stuff that you'd expect from it, but it's £17. If you start taking that and linking it with GIMP or Pixelmator or Acorn or something like that, you're actually now really, really close to walking away from Photoshop. There's not a lot else there that it can't do for you, in the basic sense anyway. The other thing that I liked about this is it's PSD compatible. So if you have got a document that you've got in Photoshop, you can drag and drop the layers and it'll open them as layers. You can create multiple layers and you can export as a PSD as well. So it'll then open up in Photoshop as the vectors that you've drawn. It's superb. Absolutely
good,
superb.
Good pick. What I used to replace
That's nothing
Illustrator.
To do with me. Oh, there we go. There we are. Nothing to do with me at all.
you were saying, Adam.
I was just saying I bought iDraw to replace Illustrator because I never upgraded my Illustrator, and that's what I use. Occasionally I have to do some vector stuff. And they also have a great iOS app.
Yes.
There's also iDraw for iOS.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So you want to do it on your iPad.
And if the architecture thing and I'm right, there'll be one iDraw app that does both. See, that's logical. The next step. I'm ahead of the curve. Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. Christensen?
You'll find me over at maccast.com. That's the website. And, of course, Maccast on iTunes, where you find the shows. And I do also a iOS-focused show with Jeff Gamet and Michael Johnson called We Have Communicators. I also should throw in a plug. Apparently, I'm getting booked up for the 22nd. I was already scheduled to be on Mac Break Weekly. So if people want to catch that live after the keynote, should be on sometime. And then also, I've been guesting over at the Cult of Max Cultcast, too. So I'm going to be on the Cultcast, I think, on the 22nd as well. So,
dude, I'll totally send you $20 if you can drop our network in.
On Twit?
Yeah.
Sure. I hear you've been on, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I go on TNT once in a while. Yeah. So. But tell Leo I'd be happy to come on Mac Break Weekly if he needs me.
Okay.
I think he's going to, but never mind. You can get Jeff Gamet. Jeff Gamet, there he is. He's not there. Jeff Gamet is at the Mac Observer, and he's at Jay Gamet on Twitter, and he's got a thing about coffee shops and things that go on there called Fresh Brewed Tales, which you can go to. So
that is a great blog. If you don't read that, you should check it out. It's pretty entertaining. Funny.
There is some quality stuff on there, I have to say. Where are you, Kelly G?
You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso. Maybe someday you'll be able to find me on the MacCast as a guest. Hint.
You've been on. We gotta get you back. We'll
I know. I want to come back. It was fun. And you can also find me on Angry Mac Bastards and on the Tuwa Talkcast over at tuaw.com.
Thank you, Mrs. Well Done. And lastly, but of course, no means leastly, Greeny.
Alec Guinness. Sorry, what?
Alec Guinness. yes, no, you can. You can find me at britishmac.com. And I'm pleased to say there is a new one coming out either tomorrow or Sunday.
Wow!
I know.
Wow! Wait,
is that like two this year?
Yep.
I tell you what, Kelly being first on this show, Greeny posting at the weekend, that's like an alignment of planets thing going on.
Harmonic convergence, you guys.
Get out
We just went past the full moon, right? Or is that tonight? Maybe.
Oh no, there's an eclipsy thing going on tonight. That's it. That's the third thing. It's the second coming.
Oh yeah, tonight's the full moon.
It says
it's all aligning.
You crack out that that electronic Bible, and I bet you it says in there, Mac British Mac publishes Kelly's first to the show, and there's a partial eclipse of the moon.
Watch for horsemen.
Yeah, it's not Exodus. What's the one? Revelations. Is
Revelations.
It? Revelations. Yeah, it's the raptures. There we go. Thank you, Wind Rider. We'll be back again next week as normal. It'll be Friday, definitely. I'll be here. I'll be tired because I've done a night the night before, but we'll definitely do it. Don't worry. And the big show's back at 8 p.m. tonight, so make sure you're there. See you soon. Thanks for listening.